The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Corey, Topanga, the whole gang has gathered here for this, the 18th anniversary of Boy Meets World special edition of
Name
My Brother and Me.
One other character from Boy Meets World.
Mr. Feeny.
Sean.
Go, Travis. Name me 12. Angela. 12.
Eric. Boy Meets... The dad.
Two.
The mom.
Three.
Mr. Turner.
Four.
Minkus.
Five. Ooh, deep cut.
Thank you. I can't remember Sean's brother. I think his name was Sean's brother.
Yes, it's Sean's brother.
Brotherly love.
Brotherly love.
Joey.
Clarissa. Whole
Phoebe,
gang.
Phoebe.
Blossom.
Monica was there.
Family Ties.
Corey Feldman.
What the fuck, guys?
We're at 18 years. We're celebrating. We've got confetti. We've got large pictures of Ben Savage pasted all over our walls.
What an unfitting name for that gentleman. Don't you think?
Ben Savage?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's about the least that guy that I know.
Yeah, his name should be, like, Stephen Huggs.
Did you ever see the episode? There was a special episode where his brother, Fred Savage, was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, they decided the best thing to do with his brother was to make him a teacher that sexually harassed Topanga and have Corey throw him through a door.
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember watching that going, that was your play? Like, you couldn't have them be, like, cousins or something cool and fun? Like, he threw his brother through a door?
Shit Got Savage.
Up. Yeah.
Have you seen that new ABC sitcom, Shit Got Savage? You got Ben Savage. You got Rory Savage.
Who's you got one? Adam Savage from Mythbusters.
Yeah, and they just fucking wail on each other for a half hour every week.
It's a weird show.
It's not very good.
No, it's not a good show. This is a good show, though. It's My Brother, Me, and
Advice. It's not starting out good.
I thought it was pretty good. It's My Brother, and Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm the Ben Savage of the family, Griffin McElroy. He's the youngest, right?
I think he's the littlest one, yeah.
Let's get right to the questions. I'm ready to just dig in this week. I want a big mouthful of questions.
Yes.
Oh, the imagery.
Grind my molars.
Hey, just put your questions in my mouth.
Just
real
put
quick.
Them right there.
My molars are going to grind away on your queries. My pre-wife and I are getting married. I like that.
Yeah, me too.
Efficient. My pre-wife and I are getting married in a smaller venue for our very special day. The only problem is that people seem to think they could bring a guest with them to the wedding, even though only their name was on the invitation. We do not have enough space or alcohol for this nonsense. How should we drop the news? That's from No Randos in North Carolina.
I think what's important to note is that you can't be surprised that people think they can bring a guest, because I think that that is, like,
that's how weddings
become
work,
the norm.
Man.
Well, I think that's become the norm. So I think you have to, like, state.
Can you know, put? Is you it know, too like, late to put on the invitations plus zero?
plus negative one.
Yeah.
Don't even blame yourself.
I think in this case, like, if you didn't clarify on the invitation, I think if this is the situation you find yourself in, you got to reach out to those people. Mm-hmm. You got to call them or email them or probably email them. That's nice and impersonal. Just say, like, hey,
no,
if I wasn't clear. One.
They made this bed. They have to sit on laps at the church when it's time to go. I'm assuming you're getting married at a church. Otherwise, it doesn't count. And so they got to lap it. That's all. That's the choice. That's the bed they made.
Is this a situation in which they should kind of maybe expect that when they tell someone, like, hey, you can't bring your SL, then that person might not come?
I honestly... It is assumed if you invite someone and they're married or in a couple even, like, they're going to bring someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just the price of doing business.
Come celebrate our special bond alone. We want you to think about what you don't have at the moment and what we do.
We don't want anybody's love distracting from our love.
Yeah, it's special. Like you can't wear white and you can't hold hands at a wedding. Because it's not your time. It's not your
desperately
time.
Alone.
Or you could just announce that your wedding is standing room only.
We're packed. We're sold out.
Yeah.
It's the craziest wedding ever.
This is Bieber's wedding. Bieber and Kim Kardashian got married.
I never thought it would work between the two of them. And
but you know, there's something there. It's magical.
I'll tell you what there is between them. And that's about 2.5 feet of height room. He would have to climb her like Shadow of the Colossus to please her,
like a midget changing a light bulb in a lamppost. It would be a weird scene.
All
up there.
Kinds of shenanigans,
all kinds of things going on in that relationship. Where's that reality TV show of that non-existent relationship? How about it, Hollywood? Yeah, you gotta assume people are gonna bring in guests. Like, there are a lot of things that if they said you can come but your wife can't, like, I probably wouldn't come. Like, that's kind of just shitty. I'm sorry to be the one to break this to you, but this is why you plan on, like, you don't count on 300 lonely hearts coming to your shindig.
Well, they probably did take into account. I mean, you remember how meticulous it was planning. Who to invite for your wedding. They probably did plan on couples, established couples, and marrieds, and datings. Mm-hmm. But they didn't want, like, you know, Roger to bring his friend from work, you know?
Yeah, I don't think Roger's doing that.
This is, okay.
To be fair, in my wedding, I wasted a lot of my invitations on people like Mr. T, and the Harlem Globetrotters, and
John Stamos RSVP'd. Why isn't he here?
Yeah, you got to send those out because one of them's going to say yes. Like,
yeah, maybe Voltron's like, I don't have anything going on that weekend. Yeah, I'll be there.
No big deal. The car from Knight Rider shows up.
Mm-hmm. I think you just got to take your lumps.
Yeah, because I think the problem is even if you like planned on married couple and dating couple. To expect, like, the single lonely guy to show up by himself knowing that there's going to be married couples and dating couples there. It's like, maybe hey, but someone. Not you. Who's he going to meet?
Someone married.
One of them bride ladies.
Bridals. And that's the situation you're setting up, though, is infidelity. Which already? I think is kind of fucked up at a wedding, you know?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be vows and shit. Eternal love.
Not sex.
Not sexies.
Not sex. Hey, on the subject of sending gifts, should I send presents to my SO's family if, to be frank, they did not send any to me? That's from Brett's lady.
This is one of the toughest questions in dating.
The answer is yes. Like, why not? Why wouldn't you?
They didn't send any to her.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point. No, I mean, send them some soap. Or some shit. Like, send them some soap. Just let them know that they are in your mind.
I think we talked about it before, but giving gifts is, like, especially, I don't know how long you've been dating your SO, but especially early on, is one of the, like, toughest challenges of, like, the beginning of a relationship, where you go, do I get them a gift that's very personalized, or do I get them something that's safe, and I know that, like, you know, a popcorn tin. Like, something that I know they're going to like.
I would rather them not have a gift than have the gift of guilt, which is what you're giving them if you get them a present and they didn't get you one.
But there, you always run that risk of, like, maybe they didn't think you were going to get them anything. And so now it's just this, like, unspoken, like, well, we didn't get anything for each other. I don't know. It's so tough because you don't want to make them feel bad, but at the same time, maybe you need to break the cycle.
How is it
going to
make them feel bad if they get a present? How do you
feel?
Because
they didn't get you a present.
Fuck that. They'll be so excited to get a present that they'll just be like, ooh, present.
This is like a shiny
just
present.
Go to stop overthinking it. Just go to Pier 1 Imports and buy them one of those wicker basketballs.
Griffin, imagine Gift of the Magi and the woman's like, I sold my hair to get you this watch chain. He's like, oh, cool. That'll go great with my watch.
Oh, man. That was very thoughtful of you.
But listen, I'm going to need a new lady. You're bald. hey, I'm just looking at my watch. It looks like it's time to get a new girlfriend. Out of the way, Lex Luthor.
Man, that trade-off is not very fair, is it?
Hey, Vicky, me and Hellraiser split up. You want to get down? Yeah, I got a new chain, too.
Yeah, check out this sweet-ass watch chain.
I said, there's the door, Willy Willy. Thanks for the watch. Oh, man. What horseshit. Yeah, I sold my watch. What did you do? Oh, you're bald now. That's rough.
Yeah, but his watch isn't going to grow back.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, because he had his watch gland removed. You got to go to Pier 1. Got to get him a wicker basketball. Bitches love that shit. And by bitches, I mean this person's parents.
People love getting presents. And you probably are overthinking it, Brett Lady. Just, Brett needs you to buy his parents a thing. And then, you know what? No matter what it does for them, it'll make him think a lot of you. And that relationship
is important. Ooh, what about this? Get him the present, and they're like, oh, we didn't get you anything. Say, you already got me the greatest present,
Don't fucking Brett. Do that. Don't do that at all.
It's just the right size.
No, because if you say that, then they won't buy you gifts anymore. They'll be like, oh, check it.
We got you Brett again. Yeah. You're welcome.
You want to return him? I'll get you a wicker basketball.
Those things are so great. I got one that smells like cinnamon.
Sorry?
I put it in a bowl. It smells like cinnamon all the time.
What does it smell like?
Smells like fresh rolls. Do you guys want a Yahoo answer?
Yes.
I have one. Okay. How did Griffin just say cinnamon?
This one was sent in by Justin Russo. Thank you, Justin Russo. You're a gentleman and a scholar. It's asked by Yahoo Answers user Buck Peters, who asks... Come on now.
That's not a good start.
What a power name!
Buck Peters asks...
Whatever he wants to.
Is it weird to watch porn with 9 other dudes with surround sound and order pizza for the event, like with sports? Because that's what's happening at our bachelor pad right now. We started off with 4 guys. Now the neighbor and his buddies came over, and it's 9 guys watching porn, drinking beer, and eating pizza. If my buddy Seth and his 2 other buddies come over, that'll bring the tally of this party to 12 dudes?
Oh, my Jesus.
This is a question mark. Like, mathematically, yeah, you got it. Should we invite some girls to balance out a possible sausage fest?
A possible sausage fest?
You can, like, invite girls from now until the end of linear time. Not one is going to darken the door of that party.
Well, that,
so here's the setup.
There's no,
see you there?
You use so many question marks in this question where question marks didn't need to be. Like, yeah, you got 12 goddamn dicks. It's a sausage fest. Also, you're eating pizza with probable sausage on it. I'm going to go ahead and say
this is like sausage Woodstock.
Yeah.
Like, you've called all the sausage together for 9 miles.
And there's probably sausage on the TV, one room. Too. Wouldn't you imagine? Some dude.
Do you know what my biggest problem with this setup is? The surround sound aspect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was that?
Like, yeah.
There's a dick right behind my head.
I feel like there's just a dick on my shoulder.
Is there someone gooshing behind my head? Who's gooshing? Philip, are you gooshing?
Yucko, don't say that.
How soon has this become like a regular, like, it's Thursday porn night again? Like,
don't you?
What the hell is the matter with
an event? Don't you call it?
Like with sports.
Event.
Only not with sports. Looks like that penis is winning against the vagina.
He could go all the way.
Surround sound.
Perfect choice. Gross.
I don't get it.
Of course it's like, this is the thing where, like, it makes us sound like we're going to be like we're homophobic, and it's not it. It's that you're not embracing your own thing. Like, you're not embracing your own identity.
Let's look at it through the eyes of the pizza guy who rolls up and delivers your pizza.
Yeah.
And he swings open the door and he's just like, I'm going to go. Yeah. I don't know what this is.
There are porn sounds. There are porn sounds coming from every corner of your room.
Is this like 9.1? Jesus, how many speakers are there?
I heard your house gooshing from the Johnsons. Like,
wait a minute. Please. Wait one goddamn second.
Can you please never say the phrase gooshing from the Johnsons again?
I can. I mean, like, I can't make any promises, but I'll do what I can.
Psychically unpleasant.
That bad, huh? Yeah. I thought maybe it was a I don't know, evocative, I would say.
12 dicks is too many dicks. I'm sorry. I don't care. Sexual preference doesn't even it's not part of it at that point. At that part, it's fucking feng shui. Like, you have 12 dicks in one room, all watching porn. And also pizza. Pizza, guys. Greasy, slimy pizza. Don't. Put it away. Put all of it away.
This what? Is how you know it's not a... If the question was, is this gay? Like, no, because a gay person would never go to that.
Yeah,
like,
that a gay sounds person like has much better thing. Taste than that.
Yeah.
I mean...
Of all... There are new movies coming out all the time.
You just watch Avatar!
Netflix. Yeah, what the fuck is the matter with you? Just nothing else on. Guess I better watch some porn.
Get everybody in the minivan and just go see Contagion or something. Hey, did you and your friends watch Downton Abbey yet? It's starting up, second season. just touring it. Don't get a bunch of porno and watch it together.
I don't know.
Porno is like a secret shame. That I think it would be equivalent of me and my friends are bathrooming in the same bathroom with 12 toilets. We love it. The door's open. Ricky's playing guitar. Jimmy's roasting marshmallows.
And we are all just stacked from stem to stern.
Bowling.
Floor to ceiling. Just beaming.
People are the worst.
People are the worst. Don't watch porn together. Any watch answers, it alone. Griffin? And don't even do that.
At least don't tell us about it. Any answer? Did anybody have any answers? Any advice?
Yeah. Chrissy says, just keep an eye on anyone taking a long bathroom break. If it's your house, hire someone else to clean your bathroom tomorrow. And to which the asker responded, true dat.
Hey, fuck both of you. Fuck both of you. Answer and question.
I mean, Travis has a good point. That's the main problem when you're throwing a surround sound porno pizza experience. Is that you don't want you know, strands of just seed hanging from the ceiling when you're done.
Oh yeah, because it's so the experience would be so erotic. They'd had to rush to the bathroom and go to Georgetown.
As much as I don't understand this idea of like group think watching porn together. Isn't porn like a means to an end? It's not like I love the story and the character development was awesome. Right. Let's watch it again. You know, like, I don't get this idea of like just chased 12 dudes just sitting around eating pizza watching porn.
I don't know, Travis. I feel like that's a pretty broad generalization. Which, do you guys remember Scorsese directed one of the Butt Slammers? And I can't remember which one.
It was Butt Slammers 12.
Butt Slammers 12.
Whichever one had Leonardo DiCaprio in it.
I remembered it was in the low 10s. But you gotta be careful. Yeah, Leo showed up.
Yeah.
And he slammed all the butts.
All the butts.
Yowza.
Yeah.
I've
been dating this girl for a few weeks now, and she's borderline perfect. The only thing that concerns me is that she's more into me than I am into her. Any advice concerned in Connecticut?
Yeah.
So your problem is she's almost perfect if only she didn't like you so much?
Here's the thing.
Oh, to have your problems. That must be so rough.
Almost perfect. See, I want to close. She might not be close to that borderline, you know? She might have half a face. Start, like, right sideways. Like, nothing below the nose.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying she's almost perfect.
Yeah, the almost perfect thing is that the only problem with her is that she likes him too much.
This question makes me so angry.
I know. I'm trying to recuperate because, like,
when people say that, when people are like, she's more into me than I am into her, that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's because you are less into her than she is into you, so she's pushing. She's fighting
for your
to
love.
Try to get you on the same level.
Mm-hmm. Right now, the ball's in your court. You need to give her the ball.
Yeah. You are not playing teamwork style. You are not, I don't know any more basketball references, but...
Pass it to
no, teamwork part. Style. That was a good one.
Teamwork style.
We're going to go into this with a teamwork style defense.
Listen, what you gotta do, you gotta get Bugs Bunny to pass it to Bill Murray and slam jam it on the Monstars.
That's right.
That's the only basketball.
And also Wayne Knight is there.
Wayne Knight is there also. And he drinks Michael Jordan's special stuff. Which, man, that movie's pretty suggestive now that I'm older.
Yeah, I think Travis makes a rare great point. Trying to compensate. Like,
yeah.
She feels things not working. She feels you not putting the energy into it. Because, and, you know, I don't know what this I don't like her is. If she is borderline perfect and you don't like her to your full capacity, that's a problem with you.
Yeah. Got this sweet, perfect angel. Only problem, though, is that I want somebody who's terrible for me.
Yeah.
Right.
I want well, it's one worse. Of those things whenever someone says, you know, I should really like her, but I don't. Okay, well, then you don't. So I think you need to analyze, like, what your real problem is. And maybe she's not quite as perfect for you as you think. Or you don't appreciate her on the level that you should. There's something stopping you from being happy in this relationship.
What do you think it is, you guys? Without any information about this person whatsoever, except for a pseudonym they provided with us. They live in Connecticut. Do you think that maybe their apple orchard has had a rotten harvest?
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's a definite possibility.
I think it's that they've only been dating for a few weeks, and that people in this day and age have a tendency to rush from dating to, like, we are boyfriend-girlfriend. Mm. And they don't take the time to, like, actually get to know each other and figure out if they're perfect for each other. They just kind of jump into it.
Yeah, but No, I disagree. I don't think.
No, it's not always bad. It's not always bad. But it's this idea of never put someone on a pedestal. She's not perfect. No one's perfect.
What the? Like, no.
Yeah, I think that's the problem.
You're saying that the problem, the reason he doesn't like her, is because he thinks that she's perfect?
Well, I think he doesn't know her well enough.
You've done lost the plot.
You have fell off.
No. I'm saying if you think she's perfect, maybe you don't know her well enough. Maybe you guys just need to have some more conversations.
I'm saying it's this person's problem.
You're putting it on this person who now I'm assuming that the writer of this question listens and the girlfriend doesn't. So I'm going to put the blame on her because she'll never hear me do it. Uh-huh. Cowardly, you say? Maybe. I say it's practical.
Hey, why are you so amazing?
Hey, you maybe need to aim even higher than almost perfect. Maybe you need to go take it to the limit.
Hey, is there any way that you can like him less?
To completely shift gears here, how do you have that conversation?
Can you like me less?
Yeah, because we always say, like, communication, explain your problems, and be like, hey, you like me way too much. I am clearly too awesome.
I know I'm great, and I'm always cooking your favorite grilled cheese sandwiches, and I always drop the best Napoleon Dynamite quotes at the most appropriate times, but you've got to stop liking me so much. I get it.
It's time for you to, I don't know, just lower the bar a little bit.
Yeah, you got to, like, next time you're saying
maybe he's being too great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he forgets a dinner date. Stands her up once or twice.
Well, no, disrespectful. No. I'm saying next time you're smooching her, maybe you burp a little bit. Maybe you invite her to a 12-man straight-off jerk-off festival. Like a summer jerk-off festival.
Jerk-off Fest 2011.
Yeah, Jerkaroo. Jerkapalooza.
Jerkershoot.
Maybe make a offhanded comment about tomorrow's underwear changing day. Just mention it casually.
Oh, I've been waiting for so long.
Oh, time's up.
Maybe talk about your mites.
Say bed bugs. Say something about bed bugs.
You don't even have to, like, do a sentence. You can just say the words bed bugs, and you drop like two rungs.
Here's the thing: smother her. Wait a minute. Come back. Not like that.
Put that pillow down.
That would fix your problem, but not really in the way that you need to.
Create some new problems.
Yeah, with the law, Johnny Law.
New one with Johnny Law to deal with. In the serious advice realm, I would say that if you hang in there with this relationship and you really care about this girl, these things will balance out.
But he doesn't care about it.
You'll find an equilibrium. What?
He's bored. He's bored. Yawn. No thanks, perfection.
Too perfect.
I think
Griffin has already turned on this question asker, and I'm trying to give him a way out. Just chill. If she's perfect, he shouldn't have any problem staying in the relationship. It should be a joy, a delight. Unless there's something he's not telling us.
Half a face.
Vampire.
Half a face vampire.
Half face vampire. She sucks other faces to get the other half of her face. Is that a thing?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably a series on the BBC. Yeah, that's what Twilight's about. Half-face vampires. Takeout and Netflix. It's not an appropriate second date, right? I just started dating a guy who's recently out of a long-term relationship, and he's jumping into a comfort level we have not reached yet. How can I get him to back off without being too harsh? Form spring.
Yikes.
Yikes. Oh, buddy. Can you put him on the line? Can we talk to him?
Here's the thing. I think that's not a bad second date, but it is a bad second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, and tenth date.
Yeah.
In a row.
It also depends on what the first date was.
Yeah. Well, I imagine the first date, nobody does
with their wedding. First
date. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, and that's a tough conversation to have, too. Like, really? You want to, I guess, we can stay in and... It is kind of intimate, I guess, yeah. doing that. And yeah, he's, you know what, he's trying to slip into the sweatpants of stage, a relationship, long before it's time.
It's the hot pants stage.
Is there a way to, like, jokingly bring it up? Like, we're not quite in the sweatpants phase yet, ha ha ha, without going, hey.
Put on some fucking slacks and take me out before I leave you.
I'm beautiful. Yeah. I'm ready.
I'm vibrant, ready.
I'm thrumming.
Your with the slacks are pressed. Promise
of youth. Get in the car. Drive me to the dance hall. We're going to the DAV and we're going to boogie. Mm. what? Yeah.
With the where?
The DAR. The Daughters of the American Revolution.
Uh huh.
Or maybe the Eagles.
The Dotar?
The Elks. The Elks? The Knights, the KFC, the Knights of Columbus. We're gonna go to the KFC. We're gonna
go to the Veterans Hospital, and we are gonna cut a rug.
I think joking about it is because there's a thing with a lot of guys. If you make a joke, he'll really take it to heart, and it'll eat at him. So yeah. Maybe that's the way to go. Just something fun like that, but don't make it too serious because this is gonna sound weird, but. I think second date is too early to be having serious conversations about anything.
Yeah.
I don't think you can have a serious conversation about, like, hey, listen, this is moving too fast. Like, I would just, make a casual joke about it.
And that's the thing is, what's funny is it's not that it's moving too fast so much as it is it slowed down too fast.
Yeah,
it
slowed down, like, really fast.
Yeah, he was just revving up the engine. He threw on the brakes.
He's like, hey, I got pad thai and we're about to stream some Downton Abbey.
God, that sounds like a good night, though.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa, whoa.
Chill out. Hang on. I got to go. That does sound like a good night, though.
It sounds nice.
Might do that
tonight. Might do that tonight. Yeah, sounds good. God, I'm old. I'm 80 years old. This is called my brother, and my octogenarian.
my brother, my grandpa, and his sage words.
Yeah, I think if you make a fun joke about it, I don't think it'll be that big of a problem anymore. You can get over it.
See, and maybe wait to see what the third date is. Oh, because maybe
he's roping you.
Yeah, maybe that's his pattern. Maybe it's like epic first date, lame second date, but then his third date is like hot air balloon ride and you're losing your mind.
That's what
you're eating Thai food watching Netflix on a laptop in a hot air balloon.
Listen, I love when you took me to the fancy Italian restaurant and we watched Netflix and ate takeout at the table. And then you took me to your house and we watched Netflix and ate takeout. And now we're on the space shuttle and we're watching Netflix and eating takeout. But maybe change it up.
This Downton Abbey is so gripping.
Why do they only make 7 episodes?
You know what? I think you just got to take charge. Because this person was in a long-term relationship. They probably would be very excited to go out and do things that they didn't do in their last relationship. If it was as sedentary as you're making it sound, like, I think you just got to take charge and be like, today we're gonna, go river rafting or something exciting. I think that person will really, really appreciate that and sort of break out of the doldrums and then, mm-hmm. Try even harder to impress you.
Speaking of doldrums, guys who have been in a long-term relationship for a long time, don't forget that every once in a while, you got to put the sweatpants up. Yep. Got to put on some slacks again.
And do it for no reason. Nope. Don't wait till like an anniversary or birthday because then it doesn't count. It's got to be like, hey, you know what? I just realized how much I love you today. Let's go somewhere special tonight.
It's much like sieging a fort. The most important part in love is the element of surprise.
That is correct.
Yeah. Hey, Griffin, do you have a...
And make sure you don't make her pay for it.
Don't you dare.
That really kills it.
Just yesterday, my lady and I went out to a fancy dinner. I had a... the sea bass, southern style sea bass, coated in polenta, delicious.
Ooh,
Yeah, she had the swordfish.
It was blackened. Last night, I cooked for my lady. I made her salmon fillets, which I stuffed with baby spinach and pine nuts. And wow. it was a real treat.
What about you, Trav? What did you eat last night?
Teresa made me a country dinner with mashed potatoes and chicken fried steak. And
damn.
Can we all hold hands across the internet and just appreciate how good our lots in life are?
Yeah.
Day to day, who knows? But like dinner, at least. We got our dinner right. My breakfast, I don't know what I'm going to do yet. It's still early.
I wish there was some really squawky harpy lady who was here right now and be like, I ate a bowl of salad out of a bread bowl from Marie Callender's. And then it turned to a Marie Callender's commercial.
Marie Callender's is good anytime.
That's good anytime.
Or like a woman who's like, I ate half a Hershey bar and some Funyuns.
Who is this Kathy-like character you're trying to cast?
I don't understand the sociological like profile you're trying to tap into with this new character.
I ate cat food because it is all I had.
So a homeless person. Is this a homeless ad for Marie Callender?
This actually sounds like an episode of The New Adventures of Old Christine.
Marie Callender Homeless Delights.
Cat food surprise. Surprise, you only have cat food.
I acquire some microwave and now my teeth hurt.
I made soup out of newspaper.
Today's headline, this is delicious. Do you know where you'll be going with all those savings from Marie Callender using coupons in the mail from the newspaper? That you made it assume.
With the money time.
That's so awkward when you go to buy a Marie Callender homeless meal and you realize that you already made the coupons into soup.
Thank you, Marie.
Is this soupons?
The soup that keeps on souping.
Let's go to the money zone. His girlfriend Ariel a happy 21st birthday today.
Oh, shit.
Today. Both in Indianapolis, both devout NBNB AM listeners. And Griffin, kind of channel Ethan and give me this next quote in the voice of Ethan.
Oh, yeah. So Ariel, she's a model.
I'm talking like fucking the guy from
Nicolas Cage.
No,
okay. That was Tom Brokaw.
I was talking like the guy from Men in Black after he gets taken over by the alien. He's like, sugar.
Get some water.
Get some water.
Get some sugar in it.
Ariel, he says, is a model. Good get. She likes giraffes and penguins. She's hilarious. And he loves her very, very much.
Happy birthday, Ariel.
Happy birthday, Ariel. Go get just wasted on Arbor Mist because you can buy that now legally.
Yeah, all the Arbor Mist you want.
Go get some Arbor Mist and Wild Irish Rose and go crazy.
Don't you think it'd be cool? It would be a good promotion for Arbor Mist if they could somehow make it where you could drink Arbor Mist when you're 20. Just as like a warm-up for real alcohol.
Yeah.
I thought that was Boone's Farm. It's like juice.
Boone's Farm, Arbor Mist. You're talking about like
training wheels alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's be honest, you're drinking Smirnoff Ice at like 16.
Right.
For that slow ramp-up.
Yeah, for the slow, it just legally instituted indoctrination in the culture of alcohol. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Uh-huh. Hey, if you would like to be on our Jumbotron, you go to MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron, and we'll talk about your special event or your corporation, and there are rates there.
And
thank you for your money.
And listen, don't actually drink before you're 21, unless it's like Zima. If you're being pressured to drink a Four Loko, that's fine.
That's fine.
But
especially
don't
if it's by a member of the opposite sex.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Who's older than you.
Oh, yeah.
Because you might get the smoocher. Don't actually drink Four Loko. I'm 24, and I don't think I can handle one of those things.
And listen, I saw it on Twitter last night.
Oh,
Somebody's drinking Trash Monkeys. I can't stress enough. Don't drink Trash Monkeys.
It was a fun little short story because she was like, my boyfriend's about to drink Trash Monkeys. And then like 2 hours later, she was like, my boyfriend's dead.
My boyfriend died. I miss him very much.
Thanks for the advice.
Thank you.
Just don't drink anymore, you guys.
Yeah.
Griffin.
A Yahoo?
Yes.
How about another one from Mr. Justin Russo? He really knocked it out of the park this week. Thank you, Justin Russo. It's by Yahoo Answers user Vic Philadelphia Freedom, who asks, this might be too gross. Let me know if it is, and we'll do something else. How do you make a scrotum more attractive? I mean, if you leave it as is, it looks like a Velcro tennis ball rolled in pet hair. If you shave it, it looks like an orange that somebody forgot in the fridge for a year. How do you make it look any better? Serious answers only, please.
You can make it look like a kitty. Like face paint.
What's the additional info, Griffin?
Additional details. Will you marry me, cat? So I don't know. What? Maybe he's using this as like the worst proposal. Like he was trying to genetically, scientifically come up with the worst proposal ever imaginable.
Uh-huh.
Because this would be it.
This is pretty high on the list. This is actually an easy one to answer. What you want to do is go up to you go up and click layer, and then click filter, and then click artistic, and then click scrotums, and then click despeckle, devein, and uncheck smoothing. And you're just going to want to save that as a.
Do you guys? To get the TIFF or JPEG, what file format?
If you have a TIFF, you're going to want to check in laced hair. And that's going to give you a look like the pubes are woven into like a dick dicky, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be a really nice look.
I usually just blur it. Blur. And then I slap a mosaic filter on it. And then I print that, and I use it as a basis for my stained glass work.
You know, and we run into this a lot, but you guys are just so much more computer savvy than me. I just use paint and just kind of do a spray paint smile on it.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
That's good, I guess.
I'm still using clip art.
I've been looking into Flash to, like, animate, to just make it look like the left and right. Gonads are sort of going up and down as if it were walking down like a path, like a rose, a rose covered path.
So maybe they're not any more attractive, but they're definitely more active.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and you can't spell attractive without active, you know?
It's true. It's
so true. Everybody get fit. Just a reminder.
You thought about maybe throwing a third ball in there?
Give them something they haven't seen before.
Just like that classic scene in Total Recall. When that girl says, "Baby, you made me wish I was dead." I hate your football so much.
Oh man, is there? I don't think that there is a. I don't know an equal thing for having three balls. Like, made me wish I had six fingers. I don't know.
Made me wish I had left after our second date. Something.
How about this suggestion? One sentence. Get yourself an Easter egg kit.
Oh, you're saying that he should dip them?
Yeah. But make sure you use the wax pencil before.
Yeah.
Because afterwards it doesn't do the designs as well.
Yeah, you can write your favorite Bible verses on
there. Don't overdo it with the glitter. You don't want it looking like a Mariah Carey video down there.
Yeah.
Get your glitter straight.
That is the most ostentatious scrotum I have ever seen.
It's a little showy, okay? Yeah. Listen.
Did you bedazzle it? What is that?
We're just 12 guys trying to sit around and watch the pornography. I don't need you showing off your Elton John disco ball scrotum.
Hey,
okay? And get those googly eyes off there.
That's ridiculous.
Tyler, you have to leave. Tyler, I'm trying to eat pizza and fucking pound it, and I can't do it with that.
You've just given me a great idea for like a survivor style reality show about 12 dudes watching porn together.
Yeah.
Would you watch that show?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
But you'd make a fortune off of it.
Can we give these testes some utility? Can we make them function, not form?
How about like a fanny pack for your balls?
They have those. It's called being a transvestite.
Can we please come up with something other than that?
What about paperweight?
I'm not talking. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about something to carry to hoist your gonads around.
You're saying dip them in like metal, and then use them as paperweights.
So just bronze them.
No.
So wait, Griffin, why do you want to bronze his testicles?
I'm confused. It seems like while that would make them more attractive on one level, I feel like it would be a little bit painful.
Yeah, it would not be pleasant.
Candles? Can we turn them into candles? Like candle dip them? That wouldn't feel good. That would never mind. Well, you know what? Neither would bronzing. Your ideas suck too.
Can you have them removed?
Can you have them moved?
Yeah,
Them moved to a place in your body that's a little more discreet.
How about on top?
Stop it.
Oh, no!
Is that Gonzo down there? You look ridiculous.
Oh, that's so crazy because mine looks like Rolf.
Would you just put the balls up there or the whole thing?
The whole kit and caboodle?
I don't know. Is it possible to just turn the whole thing upside down?
That's what I'm wondering.
No, I don't want to do that.
Can we turn it sideways? There's so many options. I don't want to think
these things. It looks quizzical.
I don't want to think these things anymore. It's like when you were a kid and you cocked your, cocked your baseball hat to the side to let people know that you were street.
Oh, you got rally balls.
Yeah. Come on, Reds. I turn my dick 35 degrees to the left for you. Come on, Gomez. Hit it.
Oh, shit.
Yahoo Answers user Nate responded to this question. He said, I have a tattoo on mine. It says, please hold, with a telephone cord wrapped around it. When I get really old, hopefully it'll say something else in between the wrinkles. I have a tattoo on my penis, but that's a story for another day. Believe it or not, those are my only two tattoos.
If you have two tattoos in your genitals, you are not so busy that you cannot finish answering a Yahoo answer. You're not that busy. Trust me. I'll catch you
on Tuesday to tell you about my dick tat.
Tune in to the second part. Click subscribe, and you're going to get the second half.
Listen, a witty tattoo on your balls is maybe funny like the first time, and then after that, it's just like, yeah, I still have writing on my balls. I did not think this through.
But when I get older, gonna get some wrinkles, gonna say all kinds of stuff.
Please kill me.
Please hold.
Please kill me. Free me from this flesh prison. Hello, brothers. I'm the proud father of two sons, ages 10 and 6. Individually, they're great kids. Together, however, they fight and bicker during every waking second. Do you have any advice on how I can get them to at least show brotherly kindness rather than brotherly hurling harsh words and clenched extremities at each other? Perplexed. Jeez. Progenitor in Indiana.
This can be trick. Progenitor. Ooh. Is what you meant to say.
What did about I
say?
Brotherly cage
match?
Did I say
match? Progenitor?
You said progenitor. Yeah.
Ugh. Progenitor. Sorry. I don't know what happened to me.
This could be tough for us to answer because we were all very docile towards each other.
Not me and Justin.
Do you think maybe that's it because it was just two of them and not three? Once I came along, I was sort of the mediator.
I think 10 and 6, it's like a pack of wild dogs and they have to establish dominance.
Right. Exactly.
Was that really important to you guys?
Yeah.
No, but I think that's what brothers do. I think like there's a certain amount of, it seems, here's what it is. Oh, this is a great example. With dogs, when dogs like snarl at each other and like nip at each other and chase each other, if you don't know better, you look at it and go, oh my God, they're fighting. But in reality, that's how dogs interact with each other. That's how they play. So I think that this is just the way that boys of that age are relating to each other. By the time they're 15 and however old, 15 and 11 or 15 and 19, they're going to get along so well because they got all that shit out.
Sorry, early. Do you just want this guy to live in like a waking, screaming hell for the next 5 years? Is that what you want?
Well, what Dad used to do when Justin and I argued is he would like try to, you know, step it up and say, I'm gonna make you guys fight, and then Justin and I would always stop and go, Dad, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's preposterous. Come on, calm down. We're just arguing.
Punch him right in the jaw. Like, I don't want to.
No.
Sydney's mom, when Sydney and my wife Sydney and her sister Taylor, when they would fight when they were little, her mom came up with a game called Pretend Your Sister's Dead. They would start fighting, and she would drop that one on him. And how it would pan out is Sydney would start crying
And uh-huh. she'd say, "I'm sorry, Taylor. I'm sorry we fought." And Taylor would say, "Shut up, you're dead." So you never know how that's going to backfire. But they worked it all out.
Mm-hmm.
I think... I don't know. I never fought with either of you guys, I don't think. Maybe you were so little. We were plotting behind
your back, really.
I remember this one day where I was smarted off to Justin. I wasn't doing my chores, and I think that you were in charge. Like, apparently the folks were away. And you slapped me. And then I was so upset by that, and you were so upset by that. And I think that was the only confrontation we ever had.
Except sometimes you would get angry when I... would throw a baseball bat at you.
You did throw a baseball bat at me, but that was pure accidento, right?
No, that was a game we were playing.
That was Taste My Steel, but like I feel like it was pure accident.
And there was the time that you kind of swung Griffin around and like hammer threw him.
You did hammer throw me like fucking Trunchbull, but...
We've talked about Taste My Steel before, right? Like,
I don't think
let's do a quick recap in case we haven't.
Taste My Steel is a game that I invented with Griffin. a real collaborative. No Abner Doubleday in Taste My Steel. It was a real collabo. Basically, I had an aluminum baseball bat, and I would throw it at Griffin, but he would know it was coming.
How would I know?
Because I would shout, "Taste My Steel,"
and
throw the bat at him.
I was very lithe, though.
Yeah, wispy, I would say.
I was wispy, and I dodged it every time, except the last time that we played it. You hit me right in the eyeball. I got the biggest, nastiest shiner that anyone's ever gotten. And then our mom was like, "Hey, don't play Taste My Steel anymore."
So maybe that's the solution. Get your kids some weapons and let them work it out.
Or don't let the commish catch you.
Yeah. Our mom was the commissioner of Taste My Steel.
She brought it down single-handedly.
Yeah.
She was the steroids of Taste My Steel because she ruined the purity of the
spirit. Travis was never allowed to play because he got caught juicing.
That's right.
He tried to up his taste average.
Up his vitamin C.
And I would have taken it and just made it violent. Oh. I would have taken out the beauty of the sport.
Yeah, you would have made it less of a ranged game. More of a melee.
Mm-hmm. Griffin, let's have one more Yahoo Answers question. I feel like that would go down real smooth if you got one.
How about, man, it's tricky. Do you want a creepy one, or do you want a more thought-provoking one?
You know I like to get creepy.
Yeah, give me the creepy one.
This one was sent in by Grace Russell. Thank you, Grace. It's by Yahoo Answers user Hiuh, who, H-I-U-H, who asks... I want to kiss Sarah Michelle Gellar on the forehead. How can I do it?
Oh,
who can help me with that? Every night I'm going to bed, I'm kissing something, thinking of kissing her in forehead. I also dreamed kissing her in forehead. If there is none, how can I get over that? Why do I want it?
Oh, no.
He's actually being very mature because he's not just asking how he can go about kissing Sarah Michelle Gellar right on her sweet forehead. He wants to know how he can get over it if it truly is impossible, which so few things in this world are.
This may be one you don't want to have to do battle.
I think you have a better chance of kissing Sarah Michelle Gellar square on the lips than you do on the forehead.
If someone came up to her and he said, "I have a proposition for you. I want to give you a kiss one of these two places," you think almost certainly would choose the lips.
Yeah.
Not even a question.
No.
Here's the thing, and I'm not condoning this action because it's wrong, but you could kiss her on the forehead if you found her, but it would be the last thing you did of your own free will for a while because you would go to...
But how would you prosecute that?
Like, assault, Travis. That's assault. That is
assault with a kiss on the forehead.
Are you under the impression
that would be the greatest court case?
Go around kissing anybody you want to? Is that...
No, I believe that it is illegal. I'm saying I want to know what the actual title of that crime is.
One of my friends here in Austin was talking about this this sort of criminal that plagued their school. I think it was University of North Carolina. And they called him the campus cuddler. I can't tell if this is funny or horrifying. It's a little bit of both. And what he would do is he would go to the dorms and look for people who were, like, asleep in their dorms, who left their dorm door, like, open or unlocked, and he would cuddle with them until they woke up and, like, were being cuddled with by a fucking stranger, and then he would, like, rubble, Hamburglar his way out of the room.
You know what's really important in that? The dismount. If you don't have a good line,
if he doesn't
get out
say rubble, or, you know, something similar.
Hey, what are you dreaming about?
Shh. Rubble. Shh. Waka. Waka flame. What's the verdict on that? I think it's the scariest thing ever. Maybe we shouldn't joke about it. I think he was a student, which makes it less creepy. If it was like a sociology professor, that would be mega creepy.
If it's a psychology professor, it's an experiment.
Yeah.
It's a test.
I would say that is really funny until it happens to you or someone you know.
It's assault, though. What I'm saying is, if you kiss Sarah Michelle Gellar on the forehead without her permission, folks, it's a crime.
Folks, I don't know how many times we have to tell you this. It's a crime.
And make sure that you get permission from her in writing.
Yeah, I don't want her to change her mind when you start slobbering on her noggin.
Yeah, but if you do get the kiss on the forehead, make it count.
Yeah,
don't do a little peck.
You need to be like a barnacle up in there. Never.
Give her a forehead hickey. Yeah. Do not let go.
Never let go. That's your peak. You're peaking right then.
Oh, man.
Smear some super glue on your lips and go to town.
Do you want to do this so soon in your life? You know, it's all downhill after you do it.
Oh, you're saying like he saves it up.
Save it up.
And like get permission from her and then just wait.
Just wait. Say like, have her send you a coupon, and then redeem it when it's appropriate for you.
Oh, and then she dies in like a tragic accident, and it's like the worst day ever.
Now, why would you do that?
I mean, I'm just saying.
Why would you bring
I'm saying take your chances now. Kiss someone on the forehead now, because you never know when they're going to die in a tragic accident.
Can we somehow capitalize on this? Can we put Sarah Michelle Gellar on retainer and just sort of
like the creepiest kissing booth ever?
Yeah, sort of like for charity though.
Oh yeah, I like.
Oh, you
it.
Can
like,
you
kiss
can
Sarah Michelle Gellar. You have
charity.
To pay. I think $100 isn't unfair. No. Pay $100.
Well, I think she'll set the price point. I don't want to make that decision for her.
Do you think maybe we could get like a sliver of it? And by which I mean the money, and not like free Sarah Michelle SMG forehead kisses.
Oh, well, right. Can we just say like we'll get paid however we choose? Because I don't. I mean, hypothetically, you want
10% with an option of 5% and 5 kisses.
Yes.
Five.
Well, not me. I want to leave that option open in case one of us wants that.
Wants to kiss her on the brow?
Yeah, but not me.
I feel like we could do that without our respective significant others getting angry about it, because it's like for the story.
Well, mine definitely listens, so I'm going to go ahead and lean on the side of I'll take the money.
Yeah, I'll take the money too.
Cool with you.
Travis!
I feel like my significant other would get mad, not because I kissed another girl, but because I kissed someone on the forehead.
Yeah, switched her
I
on
think
the
she
forehead.
Would just
it's
be mad in principle.
It's so personal.
It's the worst. Is she your daughter? Because if not, get your lips off there. Hey, I want to hear Griffin's last question. First, thank you so much for listening to our show. This is my brother, and me. You made time again. If you know someone who would like the show, please send them MP3s, send them a link to mbmbam.com, send them a link to our sampler, bit.ly/itsmabimbam. That helps us out a lot trying to spread the word.
It seems like more people have been talking about it on Twitter, which is like infinitely exciting. And more people who are like, just started listening to Mabim Bam, thanks for the recommendation, so and so. And we see those and we love them.
If you see someone say something like, maybe it's time to find out what this my brother and me is all about, make sure you descend on them like jackals.
Like a hawk. Like a condom.
And you gotta, and if someone asks what's Mabim Bam, you gotta make sure to put that link in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just hyperlink it.
Thanks to, we got a new fan, Bile Kojima, is there tweeting about the show. Lyrical Nuisance, always Amy H. Liquid Paper Cut, Eric the Wheeler. So many people turning out to root us on. Joanna 11, the Afterfield, Robot Atoms, Anti Hot.
And you know, if you have.
Oh, and Nano Blossom. Do appreciate Rebecca Eagle giving us the plug-a-roo.
Thanks, Rick. If you're done with our show, if this is the last episode that you need to listen to complete your collection to catch them all, go listen to something else on Maximum Fun. Go listen to Jordan Jesse Go. Go listen to Stop Podcasting Yourself. Go listen to Judge John Hodgman. You're gonna,
something.
I guarantee you're going to love them. Thank you to John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of their song It's a Departure off the album Putting the Days to Bed. It's our theme song, and you should listen to all the songs on that album because they're all very good.
And if you get our show off of iTunes and you haven't been checking out MaximumFun.org lately, check it out because it's updated all the time and there's always great video clips and links to like new albums and interviews and stuff like that. And check it out. And while you're there, make sure you go to the forums and write about this show on the thread.
So just a, you know what it is there? It's just a think tank.
Just dig in. Get into the experience.
Get in the synergy and stuff.
Get in the synergy and stuff.
Hey, we're talking about live shows. We hear you.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Working on it, I promise.
It's just hard because not everybody has shared the link to our sampler yet. It's really...
Yeah, it's like... we don't want to do these shows and nobody shows up because you didn't whore us, you know?
Yeah, because you are failing us.
You're failing us and like... I don't want to put the blame on anybody, but I'm going to put it on you if I have to.
So, yeah. Feel so bad and stuff, I guess.
Quit letting me down, Devin.
Devin?
I have a friend named Devin, and I used that name last show, and he thought I was talking specifically to him.
Oh, shit. So, anyway, thanks.
Thanks.
Griffin.
You want that final question? Is that what you want?
You know I do.
This one was sent in by Nix Nimby. Twitter user Nix Nimby. Thank you, Nix Nimby. It's by Yahoo Answers user Daniel, who asks, can you grow a rose from the waters of your tears?
Oh, shit. I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad.
Square on the lips.
Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart, three stacks. These girls are smart. Play your part.